VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Put your hands on your computer and listen as my voice vibrates, telling you to call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
You ready for a listing dish?
Yeah.
Let's do it. This is kind of an interesting one, and it's right up your alley.
I love being up my own alley. Go ahead.
It is item number 1616.
Yeah.
0768. 9508. Again, that's 1616-0768-9508. And this person is known on eBay as seller since 2009.
Yeah.
And he says, hoping to have my listing dished. The majority of my listings are relatively low in search results, so would love advice from the two eBay and marketing gurus. And he's Steve from Niagara Falls, New York.
Right.
Seller since 2009.
Okay.
All right. Are you there?
I am.
Okay. And I like it when you first talk about the categories it's in. So can we add that to the listing dish?
Yeah, it's cool.
You've looked at it and it's in a good category.
It's in clothing, shoes, accessories, men's accessories, ties. Exactly.
Perfect.
Where it belongs, because it is a luxurious Hugo Boss black and blue, metallic blue Italian silk 60 and a half inches necktie with a suggested MSRP of $225. So I got two suggestions for your title. Get rid of the word luxurious. Start right off with new Hugo Boss. Is it new? No, it's pre-owned. So just start off with Hugo Boss, black and metallic blue Italian silk, 60.5 necktie, and get rid of the $225 MSRP. Get
confusing.
Rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It is going to, it could actually be hurting your place in search. I don't know for that for sure, but you want to get rid of it. What else could you add to that, Ty? I guess that's all you really need
new.
To know. No, it's not new.
Oh, it's not new. That's
it's pre-owned.
Right. Okay, pre-owned.
Next, I like your photos overall, except there's the very beginning and last photo, which are kind of arty on a reflective surface, and that's nice. But that first photo, your angle is a little off. So I'm having a hard time seeing. I know it's a rolled-up tie on a reflective surface, and it's rather nice looking, this photo. But I need that tie turned more towards the camera. And it's too much. It's too oblique. If that's the right word, you need to point the tie more to the camera. I don't think it's a bad idea displaying a tie that way, but I would do two things. I would turn the item more towards the camera, and I would also move the camera up a little bit so it's not head on. I would have it a little over the tie so you're looking down on it a little bit more. But the reflective surface is nice. You're doing a good job with that, and I love the. There's a bit of vignetting going on in the corners. Do you see that where it goes to black a little bit? That's nice. But I definitely would turn that. Your other, I like that you kept the laundry tag on to show that it was recently laundered. That's pretty cool. But otherwise, you've got two photos in there of the same boss. You know, the branding on the back for Hugo Boss. You don't need two of those. Yeah, let me see what else you get there. Picture of the tie in total, which is always hard. You did a good job. So otherwise, the photos are nice.
So underneath where he has, was $94.98, crosses that off. You save $56.99, 60% off, and then price $37.99.
Right, he's using a Markdown Manager.
Okay, got it. All right.
And I'm not going to go and do. We don't have time on the air to go and compare where you're showing up in search results. But it can be a number of reasons where you appear. The idea, of course, is price is king. Make sure that you are priced fairly based on other pre-owned ties that are identical or nearly identical to this tie. I definitely would change the title. I would take those words out, luxurious, and I would get rid of the MSRP. Let's read your description.
I'm seeing Hugo Boss ties just very quickly, Griff.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, $8.99. Buy it now of $9.99.
Right, so this is a problem, is that we're not going to necessarily know the difference from tie to tie, because it's not a data-based item. It doesn't have a SKU, necessarily. So if there are people selling Hugo Boss black, blue, silk tie pre-owned at a much lower price, they're going to probably appear above yours. And how many items are in that category that match the Hugo Boss search? Did you figure that out yet?
No, but I found one, I believe, like his for $24.99. But
that's sure. And that, so that could be a problem. You might be pricing yourself out of best match.
So I put in Hugo Boss tie, 2,433 results.
That's a lot of ties. That's not an outrageous number to browse through, but with 2,000 ties, with a 200 per page pagination in best match, you've got 10 pages of ties, and yours, I don't know where it shows up, which page in that pagination, but given that there are ties that are similar that are cheaper, it's going to push yours farther down the list. So the best, again, price is king. But I'd also, like I said, I'll repeat it, change that, get rid of the word luxurious and get rid of the manufactured suggested retail price.
So
what else? Description.
Item specifics. He's used the item specifics.
Yeah, they're all
well,
good.
I think.
Right. Item description is pretty good. Don't let this item get away. Take action today. I always think, I'm going to tell you something. This is just a personal opinion. But those buyers are pretty immune to that kind of marketing ploy. And I always think it looks a little, just a tiny bit cheap to say, you know, hey, don't get this, don't let the item get away. Buyers know what they want or not want it. So, and this is a minor quibble, which I'm always filled with. I always have a minor quibble about something.
So I have a couple of minor quibbles.
All right.
I don't mind so much the way he's got his description. He's got titles all in caps, what you're buying, and then that underneath it, item description. It's okay, you know. But under item description, I think he took from their advertisement, Boss Tailored embodies the luxury's quality of the Boss brand in ways that are both visible and tangible. Specially selected fabrics, exclusive details. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a commercial for Boss rather than the description of the tie.
Plus, be very careful I'm not saying that you borrowed this from another website, but if you did, be very careful about doing so, because companies will come after sellers on eBay who copy and paste their copy because they pay to have that done, and so don't just copy and paste editorialized. I mean, specifics are one thing. 60 inches is 60 inches. 3.75 wide is 3.7. Black and blue silk necktie. But in this item description, as to Lee's point, I think she may be right. I think you may have pulled this from another website. Be very careful of doing so, because it's exactly the reason that somebody could say, I want this item taken down. They're taking my copy. I paid a writer to write that copy. It's word for word. Take it down.
Okay, and Griff, what do you think about my thoughts that underneath all these... So underneath the description, he's got the pictures again, which is okay. And then under that, he's got... It goes on and on and on.
It's way too long,
and
it's
on.
It's way too much, and it's also wrong. So you say, important notice. Please note that we're only able to guarantee the safety of your item up until the point where it is dropped off at the post office. To ensure the safety of your package all the way to your door, be sure to add postal insurance to your order. That's actually a violation to have these terms of sale. So that important notice, you got to get rid of it. eBay guarantees that the buyer's going to get the item with our money-back guarantee. A seller cannot post terms that contradict that, which is, Please note, we're only able to guarantee the safety of your item to the point where it's dropped off at the post office. That is incorrect. That's not correct. You may wish it was correct, but it isn't. So you got to get rid of that important notice text. That is a violation to ask that your seller, your buyers, add postal insurance to the order. That's a violation. You got to get rid of it. Above that, your handling time is it's okay. It's a little graphic with the flags and everything, but it's pretty clear to read. And then we've got all these logos. I don't know why those are there. Return policy, relax, you're covered. And we only ask the item be returned. Yeah, we pay return shipping. It's a little wordy. It's too much.
Oh, keep going.
I know. And then 16.5 reasons to own it. What is that? I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
This is all really bad. I would definitely get rid of this. This is way too much text for your buyers to read through. And I'm not quite under. What is own it? Why is that? Where is? I don't. Aren't I dealing with? Who is? Is the seller's name own it? No, the seller.
I tried to find it and couldn't.
Yeah, this is really confusing. You don't need this kind of text. Plus, it's bad enough. There's so much text. It's also, it's centered.
There are 16 items under 16.5 reasons to want it.
This is really bad. Get rid of that.
Yeah.
To sum it up. Yeah, to sum it up exactly. If you have to write to sum it up, you've got too much text in your description. So I know I've had sellers say, I disagree. I'm promoting my business and how good it is. Let me guarantee you from our own data, you're either confusing buyers or they've stopped reading. So
when we come back, we'll give him his Terene score.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Here's our number, 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Don't wait another moment. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That number is 888-723-4630. The item number of the listing we are currently speaking about, we'll repeat, is 161607-689-508. That's 161607-689-508. And, I should make a note here. If you're listening in the archives past 90 days from the live broadcast date, that listing may not show up by the item number. So these are only good. They have an expiration date of 90 days after we talk about them. Say in some cases, if it's a live listing that's good until canceled, then it could be it could still be around. So you take your chances and hope it's still there.
So Steve in New York.
Steve.
I believe that I just think your listing is too long and goes on and on. And
way too long.
I really believe you need to cut it all down. And so, yeah. Griff, I don't know. What do you want to give him?
Well, before we give him a score, I had an idea. Maybe see what you think about this.
Okay.
So we've got all of these. We've got a gallery of seller experts just waiting around, chit-chatting in our discussion board, right?
Yeah, we take comments from them all the time when we have a listing dish.
Let's ask them a question. If you had to, just say, if you had to rewrite this listing description, how would you do it? Put your example on the listing on the discussion board. How much text would you take out? And how would you reword it? Because Lee and I, we go on and on about how you should do this and you should do that. So let's get our experts involved here. How would you rewrite, if you were hired as the copywriter for this, how would you rewrite this description copy so that it was more pleasing to your buyer or to any buyer? Let's see what they come up with.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and so what are we going to give this person?
Well,
I'm thinking of a 4-5 because I want him to redo his list.
Oh, that was the same I had.
Okay. And that, if you know us, that's a pretty, low
it's
score.
Fair. Yeah.
And but because we think you're a great seller, I looked at the past of this seller. It's
yeah,
a
yeah.
good seller.
Yeah. And also, it's more would you agree that our critique is more about cutting things than changing?
Almost always.
Almost, except for the title and the first picture. It's more mostly about cutting it down. I think it's always easier to cut something than to add to it. So there you go.
Too long, too much work. Confusing your customer. Please change it and call us back because we want to give you a 5 because I think the type of seller you are, you deserve a 5.
Also, I'm going to go on a limb here. One more thing about this listing. So I understand why people like to put the photos in the description. I understand people using third-party services, but I always say this, consider this for a moment. When I click on some of these pictures, and I get the same effect if I click the pictures that are hosted on eBay. Those are pretty big pictures, and I can click them, and I can see them. When I click on those pictures, two things happen. The first thing that happens is I'm taken to a separate web page to the hosting services site. Something else to keep in mind is that once somebody is on another page, sometimes it's hard for them to figure out how to get back to the page they were looking. It's as if the comparable I would give is you're in a row of stores. Your store is in a row of stores. And somebody comes in and asks about the item. And suddenly the item appears outside of your store, maybe close to another store. It's like almost like saying you're pushing the customer out of your store. You've got them in your listing, and now you're pushing them out of the listing. I know they'll find their way back, you hope. But if getting somebody to click on your listing is so important, and it is, because you've got lots of competition, both in items and other sellers on eBay, why would you use anything that's going to take them outside of the store? So,
As a matter of fact, I would take off 3/4 of this listing.
Seriously. 3/4.
You
Yikes.
Look at what's underneath there.
Yeah,
either it, and what he does have that's moderately okay is yeah. such big font that they still have to scroll.
So E. Betsy says that Own It is the store name and it should be pronounced Ownin' It, but it's spelt Own It. I think if you were going to pronounce it Ownin' It, you would spell it O-W-N-I-N-I-T. Like, I'm loving it, I'm owning it. That's a weird name for a store, by the way. I don't mean to insult that you chose the store name. I'm just telling you my first reaction was that's a strange name for a store. I don't know why it is. It just strikes me as that. Am I being too honest?
Oh, they have a... No, we're dishing a listing so that people will be more successful.
Yes, that's true. That's right.
If you're a true business person, you want to hear the truth.
Okay. That's just... Well, I don't know if that's the truth. That's just my perception.
It is the truth. It's too long.
Yeah.
It's too...
Well, let's talk about the store name.
Even the store name's a little iffy.
Yeah.
But who am I?
See, you're reacting like me now.
For the store name. For the store name. Okay, right. I agree.
I mean, our reactions mean something, but I wasn't... My initial reaction to the store name was not a positive one, so I just wanted to make sure you knew that. I can't really verbalize why. Maybe it was confusing to me, but that's just my perception. Take it for what it is. This is like a buyer focus group. Think
of
it that
way.
If
you like old Busby Berkeley movies... You're going to love one of the things he has listed here.
Oh, really?
He's got a muskrat coat.
Elegant
vintage large fur coat, gorgeous leather and embroidered Canadian handmade muskrat.
Oh, yeah, I love those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I like those a lot. It's like, the old college try.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right.
I know a guy who has a barn, and I know a woman who can sew costumes.
We could put on a show.
Exactly.
Yay!
And since we are putting on a show, we love when we hear from Cindy in San Diego, California, known on eBay as Patty Sin, P-A-T-T-Y-C-Y-N. Cindy, how are you, honey? What's your question or comment?
I'm doing well. Well, I just wanted to pick Griff's brain. I got a promotion, and a couple of other my eBay friends did, too, a store promotion. About upgrading. I have a basic store, and it said my promotion was for 1 month you can try out the next level store at no additional cost.
Sure.
And a couple other people got one that you could upgrade for 3 months at a discount, discounted rate for three months. And we all have basic stores, so I wasn't understanding who got different or whatever, but... I've done the numbers right now. My basic store is working for me as far as my listings and my sales, and it wouldn't be prudent, as one of our presidents said, to upgrade right now.
Yeah.
But because I figure I can list, if I go over my 150, which I normally do, I can list 20 for less than I can upgrade to the store level. But is there an advantage to having different store levels in search? In other words, store, premium.
No, there's no, there's, it does not boost you. That would be, that would be ridiculous. No, we don't do that.
Well,
but the advantage is only money. So it's all based on the volume of how much you list and sell. That's the advantage because it gives you a better pricing for those insertion fees. That's the only real benefit.
Okay. Well, that was my main question that people were asking me. You know, well, doesn't it give you better search?
And no, it does not give you better search.
I think it's item by item, I think, you know.
Yeah, we're pretty upfront about the main criteria that are considered for best match. And store subscription level isn't even come close to being considered as an
Okay, so why don't you tell us the criteria for best match? Because there's a whole bunch of misinformation out there.
Well, it's on the site under best practices, but to repeat.
I know.
Price, relevance. Right. Relevance being make sure your keywords match the item, that they're the kind of keywords that people are going to use to search for that particular item.
Okay.
Listing quality, and that includes things like the length of your description, the item specifics you're using, the photo quality itself. If it's a multiple quantity fixed price listing, the number of past sales, so yep. the more successful your listing is in past sales, the higher it can ratchet up in best match, and yep. seller performance. So if you're are a good seller with no violations and you're top rated, that's going to be better than being a above average seller with maybe some violations. So the better you are as a seller when it comes to how your customers rate you, the better your boost and best match. So those are the main criteria.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. Well, I might try it for a month and see. You get the Selling Manager Pro, you know, free as part of, to see how that works.
Yes, that's true too as well, yes.
Yeah. When I compared what I have now with regular Selling Manager and Selling Manager Pro, it doesn't look like I would actually use any of the options, but I don't know. I'll try it.
Yeah, that's why it's a trial.
Experiment, try, yeah. and
there you go. Like just think, you're back in the '60s, and someone's just passed you something, and you have to experiment with it. That's how you should look
exactly.
at that.
Yeah, right.
Hey, only Cindy. This one, you should still be able to drive and function after you've upgraded.
I hope so. I just hope my computer works. It keeps spinning. The pages won't load that well. So
Cindy, when do you think they're going to start Cruising Grand this year? When do they start?
Well, actually, this Sunday is a kickoff.
Oh, really?
It's like a fundraiser type of thing. They try to raise a little bit of money for Cruising Grand to pay for all the extra security and porta potties.
So they actually going to Cruise Grand?
We'll be there. We'll be there with our Woody. The cars will be parked along, and
okay.
So yeah, we'll cruise the street. It won't be blocked off like it usually is on Friday nights.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy. This segment was brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. We've got more fun to come, so stay with us here on eBay Radio.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.